高三英语高考练习十。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. So what do you think of the movie?
I saw it yesterday, and it is not as good as I expected.
Question. What does the woman think of the movie?2. How long will we stay in Xiamen?
We'll stay there for one night. That is, we will leave the city on August the 7th.
Question. When will the speakers arrive in Xiamen? 3. We are famous for our pork with soy sauce. Would you like to have some?
I don't think so. I'm not a big fan of pork.
Question. Who is most probably the man? 4. Can I stay here for just another minute? I really need to look up something on reference book.
Sorry, everyone is supposed to put books back to the shelves when the closing bell is sounded.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place? 5. Wasn't the live show any good?
The show is good, but I could hardly see the stage from my seat.
Question. What does the woman mean?6. Do you have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the cafeteria?
I have breakfast and lunch there, but I always skip supper.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 7. Are you going to put the seeds of potatoes into the soil too?
I think there is enough space besides the eggplant.
Question. What are the speakers most probably talking about? 8. The Alibaba company turned down my application. I don't know how I can do without a job.
Well, don't take it so hard. Something else will turn up.
Question.What does the woman mean?
9. Good morning. This is Clean Air Hotline. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to report a smoking vehicle running on King Street.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?10. I think the film is good because the special effects are magnificent.
It would deserve an award if it weren't for its last part.
Question. What does the man think of the film? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Hello, everyone. My name is John. I'm the teaching assistant for this lab lesson. Let me explain a little about it. As you may know already, it's a required meeting once a week. I expect you to do all the experiments and keep the results in your lab notebook. I'll collect the notebooks every 2 weeks. You'll be graded on lab notebooks and quizzes. But the most important information I want to give you now is about safety. First of all, you must wear shoes that cover your feet in the lab. Tennis shoes are okay. Also, don't wear loose clothes, long scarves, big necklaces, or loose belts. They get caught in something or fall into liquid. Another thing to do for safety is cleaning up. Be sure to put the waste in the correct containers. We can't mix liquid with paper. This is extremely important. I don't want any fires in this room. You are responsible for washing out your own lab equipment and putting it away. If you don't do this, I will take away points from your grade. Nobody's going to clean up after you. Okay, any questions?
Now listen again, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is John. I'm the teaching assistant for this lab lesson. Let me explain a little about it. As you may know already, it's a required meeting once a week. I expect you to do all the experiments and keep the results in your lab notebook. I'll collect the notebooks every 2 weeks. You'll be graded on lab notebooks and quizzes. But the most important information I want to give you now is about safety. First of all, you must wear shoes that cover your feet in the lab. Tennis shoes are okay. Also, don't wear loose clothes, long scarves, big necklaces, or loose belts. They get caught in something or fall into liquid. Another thing to do for safety is cleaning up. Be sure to put the waste in the correct containers. We can't mix liquid with paper. This is extremely important. I don't want any fires in this room. You are responsible for washing out your own lab equipment and putting it away. If you don't do this, I will take away points from your grade. Nobody's going to clean up after you. Okay, any questions?
Questions 11. How many lab sessions will the students have every week?
Why should the students avoid mixing liquid with paper?
13. What does the speaker mainly talk about?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Traveling on the tube in London can actually be quite lonely. An unwritten rule encouraging silence, mixed with classic British reserve, means that even if you're packed into an enclosed space with hundreds of other people, the morning commute can leave you feeling somewhat isolated. One London resident, however, is trying to change this. Jonathan Dunn, 42, an American living in London who has started a worldwide dialogue after giving out badges with the slogan Tube Chat, encouraging commuters in London to get talking to one another. I handed out 500 badges during rush hour in a city of 8 million, expecting many refusals, and most of them to be thrown away. But after about 24 hours, it completely snowballed, he says. Dunn and his Tube Chat campaign have featured in media across the world ever since. Although Dunn says he's received mostly positive feedback, not everyone agrees with his idea. Londoner Brian Wilson responded with a campaign of his own, handing out 500 badges with the words, "Don't even think about it," on them. I can hardly stand the idea of having to talk to strangers on the tube on my way to work, he told the BBC. So if you ever end up using public transport in the West, why not say hello to the person next to you? Just make sure to check for a badge first.
Now listen again, please.
Travelling on the tube in London can actually be quite lonely. An unwritten rule encouraging silence, mixed with classic British reserve, means that even if you're packed into an enclosed space with hundreds of other people, the morning commute can leave you feeling somewhat isolated. One London resident, however, is trying to change this. Jonathan Dunn, 42, an American living in London, who has started a worldwide dialogue after giving out badges with the slogan Tube Chat, encouraging commuters in London to get talking to one another. I handed out 500 badges during rush hour in a city of 8 million, expecting many refusals, and most of them to be thrown away. But after about 24 hours, it completely snowballed, he says. Dunn and his Tube Chat campaign have featured in media across the world ever since. Although Dunn says he's received mostly positive feedback, not everyone agrees with his idea. Londoner Brian Wilson responded with a campaign of his own, handing out 500 badges with the words, "Don't even think about it," on them. I can hardly stand the idea of having to talk to strangers on the tube on my way to work, he told the BBC. So if you ever end up using public transport in the West, why not say hello to the person next to you? Just make sure to check for a badge first.
Questions. 14. Why do Londoners remain silent in the tube, according to the passage?
Which of the following statements about Tube Chat campaign is true?
16. What is the passage mainly talking about?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Mrs. White, thank you for coming to the station. Would you help to describe the two robbers for this report we're filling out here?
Sure. The man was quite tall. He had dark hair and moustache.
Any distinguishing marks? I mean scars, for example. Anything like that?
None of that.
Then how old was he?
Around 40, plus or minus a few years, I guess.
How about his clothes?
Yes, he wore a dark sweater. A solid color with youngsters fancy nowadays.
Anything else that impresses you at the moment?
That's all I can remember.
And the woman robber?
Well, she did most of the talking. Had the gun pointed at us. I remember I've just felt like she was pointing the gun at me and my little boy that was right next to me, and he was just so frightened.
Mrs. White, could you describe her for us?
She was wearing a dark wool sweater, and I guess she was in her 20s. Very short hair and a bit curly.
Height?
About the same as myself, around 5'4". I remember the woman was wearing a necklace. She came up to me when I was then near the counter, next to the bank manager, and my little boy started to cry. She was very rude to me and shouted, "Shut your damn kid up!" So I got a good look at her, and she was sort of playing with the necklace.
Yes?
It was gold. Well, anyway, looked like gold. It had a strange shape.
Well, either of them wearing glasses?
No, I'm sure of that.
Okay, Mrs. White. I really appreciate what you've been through today.
Now listen again, please.
Mrs. White, thank you for coming to the station. Would you help to describe the two robbers for this report we're filling out here?
Sure. The man was quite tall. He had dark hair and mustache.
Any distinguishing marks? I mean scars, for example. Anything like that?
None of that.
Then how old was he?
Around 40, plus or minus a few years, I guess.
How about his clothes?
Yes, he wore a dark sweater. A solid color with youngsters fancy nowadays.
Anything else that impresses you at the moment?
That's all I can remember.
And the woman robber?
Well, she did most of the talking. Had the gun pointed at us. I remember I've just felt like she was pointing the gun at me and my little boy that was right next to me, and he was just so frightened.
Mrs. White, could you describe her for us?
She was wearing a dark wool sweater, and I guess she was in her 20s. Very short hair and a bit curly.
Height?
About the same as myself, around 5'4". Wait. I remember the woman was wearing a necklace. She came up to me when I was then near the counter, next to the bank manager, and my little boy started to cry. She was very rude to me and shouted, "Shut your damn kid up!" So I got a good look at her, and she was sort of playing with the necklace.
Yes?
It was gold. Well, anyway, looked like gold. It had a strange shape.
Well, either of them wearing glasses?
No, I'm sure of that.
Okay, Mrs. White. I really appreciate what you've been through today.
Questions. 17. What is the most detailed information about the woman robber?
What is the identity of Mrs. White?
19. Which of the following about the two bank robbers is not true?
20. How did Mrs. White feel after the incident?